Exploring the Well 84. I'm Blake Spurgeon here with Scott. How are you doing, cousin?
Hey there. I'm doing pretty well. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Let me just say that with a 2015, and I hope everybody listening has the same.
Oh, you too. Yeah. That's going to be Happy New Year's. New Year's is tomorrow, the day we're recording it. Or New Year's Eve is tomorrow.
So in the light of the awesomeness of next year, a hacker was able to replicate a politician's fingerprint via photos only and no actual fingerprint, physical print.
Who has photos with high enough resolution to see a fingerprint?
It was just from a press event.
Wow.
He just took several photos from a different, like an October press event, and then a couple photos from the recent, like, appearance, and was able to replicate her her fingerprint.
Wow.
Accurately. What's that?
Did this hacker do anything with the fingerprint? What was the point?
Just to show that he could do it. It was it was like one of those benevolent hackers. That's good, you know.
Yeah, excellent. Right? Well, it's good to hear it wasn't somebody that was like used the fingerprint to she had that as some sort of security on it.
Right, but usually the smartest person isn't benevolent. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
Usually.
I just picture this guy at this press trip event just with like a camera getting as close as he can to like the same finger.
Right.
Taking pictures of their finger. That sounds kind of creepy.
Well, I mean, it shows that like the fingerprint technology is kind of something that will never be used. We need to go to something better.
Right? Yeah, it does.
So we'll see.
That's a really good point.
We'll see what comes.
Kind of scary.
Yeah.
In that sense, yeah.
So you know how we were talking about like the whole planetary habitability with Abel Mendez a few podcasts ago.
And oh, absolutely.
We always talk about exoplanets. Well,
it was a wonderful topic.
Europa got a big science increase. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, Europa is this.
The Europa mission. So Obama and NASA had asked for only like $15 million pretty much to start creating a mission to Europa, right?
Okay.
Which is a moon of Jupiter that is very intriguing. It's actually probably the place most likely to harbor life in our solar system. I'll put it that way. Right?
Okay.
Because it's an icy crust that shows volcanic activity, and we think there's liquid water on the inside.
Okay.
So
neat.
Right, and there, it shows that there's mineral deposit on the exterior, and there is some type of reformation, meaning some of the minerals might get inside the crust as well, right? And if there is, there could harbor life, right? So they asked for $15 million, and then the recent budget, all of NASA got an increase, but this specific program, they got $100 million for the beginning of this mission.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think that's a really good choice. Right. I think that's a really good choice. That's something that we should do is we should go to Europa. Yes. Because remember that in March, we are going to have a probe that is going to go into orbit around Ceres, which is a minor planet.
Mm-hmm.
So exciting stuff in 2015.
No kidding. And we're actually giving it the money it needs, and we're looking forward to it, you know, collectively. We're given plans, getting them ready to go. It's exciting to hear.
Hey, so I thought this was hilarious, to be honest, and I just wanted to say it. It's not really science-y at all. But there was a guy who was named Jack Daniels because his dad was like, let's name him Jack.
After the...
Right, he was named because his dad was holding a thing of Jack Daniels. So when he married his wife, they talked about this, and they just did it. But they named their son Jim Beam.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean...
That's just for informational purposes only.
Jack Daniels and his son is Jim Beam.
Correct. And that's quite interesting.
Last name just to be Jim Beam?
No. Like they still have their last name. Like that's the first and middle name.
Jim Beam Daniels.
No. So their last name is Leathers, right?
Okay.
So his name is Jack Daniel's Leathers, and it's Jim Beam Leathers. So they still have a
Okay,
last
all
name,
right.
but
So
they're like
the
it's.
first guy, so his name was, his last name wasn't Daniels.
But they're probably calling each other Jack
Got it.
Daniels and Jim Beam, right? I mean,
Yeah.
that's
Oh, I'm
probably your
sure they
name.
will. Yeah.
I mean, you probably
If
don't
that
go
was
by
my
your
name,
last
I'd
name in that
definitely
family. You go by your drink.
Yeah. That's awesome. Walking up Jack Daniels. No, that's just my name. I'll have a Jim
Well, and they
Beam.
said if they have more people, if they have more children, they want to name either Evan Williams after the bourbon or Sherry if it's a girl.
Well, Sherry.
Really interesting. Did you hear about the kid, the 22-year-old who was getting sued by United Airlines and a few other airlines?
Yeah, I did. I just read about that earlier today, actually.
So they're
Explain
22
it.
years old, and he's a computer whiz from New York City, and he had launched a site that helped people find cheap plane tickets. And what it did is it would say, like, okay, say you're going Chicago to San Francisco. Well, instead of going Chicago to San Francisco, why don't you go to Chicago to LA, but route through San Francisco with a layover and just don't go on that last layover and don't take baggage and it's cheaper. Right? And this is like called the
That's
hidden, this
hilarious.
is called hidden city ticketing, but it's not supposed to be like used, even though some of the people in the airline industry say like we're told to tell people about it anyways on the phone and stuff like that. So
It's
I don't
still
know.
unfair.
It's hilarious, the entire situation, but
So they, I like how they're providing cheaper tickets to people.
Right, and why are those
And then just
why is it
tricking
cheaper
them
for two
into not
flights?
buying them.
Why is it cheaper for those two flights than it is for like one of them directly?
That's it's so bizarre. That's the bizarre way that the airlines work.
Economics.
Yeah.
They just want to fill in their
Somehow they
flights in
find
some
it's
sense, right?
yeah. I've noticed issues like that before other times where if I fly out from one airport and then get a connection through a second airport, it's cheaper than if I were to drive to the second airport and then just fly part of the way.
Well, yeah,
It's more
they said
expensive
that if you want to
to
fly
buy two
from New
tickets.
York to San Francisco, you can book a flight from like New York to Lake Tahoe with a layover in San Francisco,
Oh
right?
yeah,
And
Lake
just get off
Tahoe.
there
That's
and just never
hilarious.
get on the last leg, right? But you can only do it
What I
if you're
love
going like
about
one way. You can't do it like round trip usually.
Yeah, you have to buy a one-way ticket at a time, and you can't be checking bags. Otherwise, your
Right.
bags end up at your
Right, the
original
wrong place.
destination. What I love about it is that this is not illegal. It's not a new thing.
Well, hold on. And
It's something they've
United and
been doing for a
Orbitz
while.
want to recoup $75,000 in lost revenue from this
Wow.
kid. Right?
But this kid didn't actually do take any
He
money. He just
didn't
said,
take any
"Hey,
money.
instead,
No, he did
you can
not
buy
take any
this."
money. He just created a website that made it so people could go and do this easily.
That's
I
hilarious.
like this kid. And
That's
his name is Ak Ak okay, I'm gonna try to get this right.
oh jeez.
Aktarur Zaman. He seems like a
Akaru
nice kid.
Zaman,
Aktar,
computer expert.
AKTARER, last name ZAMAN. Aktarur Zaman. Zaman. I think it's Zaman. It's probably Zaman. But anyways,
Wow.
yeah.
That's a hell of a
So
name.
I hope that the
I like
judge
the
just
idea.
throws out this lawsuit as irrelevant.
Yeah, I hope so as
Erroneous,
well.
erroneous, erroneous on all accounts.
I mean, what are the? I want to see what the written complaint that the airlines would have suing him, right? Like, what if they write it down? I wonder
They
if they still have to write it
they
down and
say
leave no
that it
paper.
quote
That's what we're
is un
saying.
hold on they say that quote it's unfair competition and allege that it is promoting quote strictly prohibited travel. He said he
Strictly
so he doesn't make
prohibited.
any profit and all he does is help him get it. Like he exposes quote an inefficiency in the airline pricing structure.
I'm all for this kid. The airlines are playing games.
So he was
They
born in
found a loophole.
Bangladesh. He grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and he graduated with a bachelor's degree in computer science at 20 from Rensselaer Polytechnic, and wherever that is. Anyways,
Well,
yeah.
I'm sure he's a smart guy.
Yeah, I mean that's awesome of him.
Yeah.
I applaud him, and Keep
No
going,
kidding.
man.
Yeah, I hope when I read the article, it said it sounded like the he's excused the whole time was expecting a lawsuit. Like, oh, I know it's not illegal, but I'm expecting them to sue me.
Right, yeah, it did sound
Like at a
like that
certain
too,
point, just what
yes.
is he gonna do? Just be like, all right, I'll settle.
Well,
What do you got?
but I guess no, I mean like, he was probably doing something that they expected them not to like, but it's still not illegal.
Yeah, so I mean,
Especially if they tell their own employees to do it.
yeah.
So switching to something more like celestial again. You have
More
to check out
science-y.
these pictures of Saturn's rings, of these new towering structures. So, like, when you think of the rings, you think of them as like a two-dimensional flat ring, right?
Yeah.
But remember that they have variation in height, and that variation can be from 1 mile to several miles, right? So, when the variation in you're talking about miles, it's a lot of
So you're talking
variation,
about kind
right?
of waves in the rain,
Well,
almost.
waves or spikes in, it's just interesting. You just need to look at some
Yeah,
of
okay.
these vertical structures from this old picture. It's just interesting when I thought on
Oh,
this.
like something that sticks out.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really neat.
And you can see like the shadows.
Oh,
Yeah.
cool.
That's pretty cool. It's something to look at when you're searching. So
Oh, I
it's
bet.
Saturn's rings, and it's from a July
What's
2009 picture
do
from
you have pictures
Cassini's.
of it? Like a link to that?
Yeah, I think I'll post one.
Throw it up on Facebook. While exploring the well. Throw it up on the page. When you have a chance, of course.
Yeah. I will. I indeed will. So the other thing that I thought was interesting was the whole concept of terraforming Mars, right? Of
I love it.
sending like some type of bacteria over there that eats something there and produces, CO2 or oxygen or whatever it might be that allows for,
Just to produce more CO2. That's the only goal, right?
pretty
Well, I
much.
mean, not the only goal, but that's the first
And
goal.
keep it there,
That's the part I love
right?
about it.
Because,
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
right. I love how they figured that once you just add enough CO2 to the oxygen or the atmosphere to the oxygen, it'll just heat up and
Well, no, you have to keep
it'll
it there
terraform
too,
Mars.
right?
Yeah, that's a tricky part, I
Right, because
guess.
like supposedly we think it's possible that Mars could have had a thicker atmosphere in the past, right? And
So
it might
whatever
have
we give
lost
it is
that
just gonna go
atmosphere.
away in the
Right, it
long
might have
run.
lost that atmosphere because it might have lost its magnetic field or its ability to, retain that atmosphere.
Like
Or
we just
maybe it's
send a
just
bunch
been
of
shed
bacteria there
over
and
time.
produce
It's
an
just,
atmosphere
or
and it's
maybe it's just
gone.
been shed over time, and if we build it up, it would still retain. I mean, it would still retain there around the planet, right? It would have to be like
So
removed. So
if it
maybe
builds it up, it'll last a while and then just go away, I guess.
over time. Yeah, I mean, if it's constantly replenishing
Unfortunately.
itself, like the Earth's atmosphere, then
Yeah, true, true. That would probably fix
that would be a positive.
it. Certainly would, yeah. But then as long as it doesn't replenish itself too fast,
Yeah,
wouldn't
I
that
mean,
be funny?
how cool would it be if you we just went and did that, 100 years from now
Absolutely.
we could breathe actual oxygen, air, nitrogen, everything that we have here, and create it there for us to like go seed that planet also for
That would
life.
be such an amazing achievement on the scale of like human achievements. Just thinking about,
Right, and so
a
let's like what
mankind
about the like positives and
transformable
negatives of that, right?
planet.
What about the positive and negatives? It's a planet that's orbiting, right? It
Yeah.
is serving its own purpose, but it doesn't have life on it. It does not. There's nothing inhabiting it for us to take it
Not really
over.
damaging much.
I mean, not really. It's not really upsetting
Yeah.
the like fabric of the like solar system, if you may, right? I mean,
Yeah, I mean
the
it's
planet's existing
non-disturbed,
there.
but we're improving it.
I
Making it
mean,
useful.
but at the same time, I mean, if there's something that we don't know there, we'd be
Yeah,
changing it or covering it
that
up
would
or.
be one pretty crazy ethical dilemma, wouldn't it? If we found life on Mars, but it was incompatible with the sort of like weather, the environment on Earth.
Right.
So if we terraformed Mars, then we'd be removing this whole ecosystem of other life that already existed there.
Yeah, it'd be also interesting if say we added this atmosphere and there was life that, had gone dormant, right, and like came to life as Martian life.
Well, that would be amazing.
That would be interesting, right? Some like other genetic structure or something. That would be, I mean, that's like really far off, but
imagine reading that in the news, you know, hundreds of years from now, in the middle of terraforming Mars. By the way, we just found life. This whole time it's been there.
It's a velociraptor. No, I'm just
just coming.
I mean, the concept of it is just
like,
really
like that, a lot of a movie.
Yeah, interesting to turn it into
that's,
something breathable
that's what
by
really
humans.
Happens in Jurassic
right?
World. It's an entire planet that we turn back into Jurassic.
I mean, currently, like, Mars's atmosphere is mostly CO2, right? So if they converted that into other things, possibly we'd be able to live in the existing atmosphere. Even though it's lighter, we could still be able to breathe that atmosphere.
Yeah, we just
should make it thicker, obviously. But
yeah, we have to turn the CO2 into oxygen, would be the tricky thing. That's basically how you do it. It's possible to simply rip the carbon out and produce it in the form of biomass or break the biomass down into something else.
Right, and,
but
it would probably take a lot of like bacteria to get over there, right? We haven't even taken humans there yet.
Something easy to grow like that. Then it produces oxygen, but then you're still not producing an atmosphere like Earth, because here you have nitrogen, which is inert, but it's important because you got to have that right balance, and you can't use it with CO2 because that's toxic. So you have to get rid of the CO2, add oxygen, and add nitrogen. Or some other inert gas that wouldn't hurt us. It's a complicated issue. It'd be very difficult, but boy, would that be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and I hope that it would be like some government doing it as opposed to like a mad scientist going off and doing it on his own in like 100 years. So
we finally send NASA sends a manned mission to Mars, and they suddenly realize it's already been terraformed. Just some guy did it. Some guy. I thought you guys were going too slow. I figured it out.
And he has like a cat, like a Bond cat, and he pets it.
The entire thing's already colonized by like evil minions and stuff, henchmen.
Yeah. So on that note, I think going into 2015 with evil minions and henchmen, you know.
I like that.
I hope everybody and theirs a fabulous 2015. I hope you had a good Christmas, and we'll see you next year.
Happy New Year's, everybody.
Keep exploring the well.